And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time, and we're taking a look at the subject of peace. Spoke about in the last broadcast about issues in our land, the situation that we're facing in many cities, large cities in the country, and the lack of peace that we have just in every respect. I made reference to a passage, Isaiah chapter 59, and I want to kind of break that chapter down and take a look at the way of the unpeaceful. And it does no good to point out a problem without pointing out a solution and making evident a solution. And the solution to a lack of peace in every respect, whether it's a lack of care of individuals one for another, the devaluing of life and souls, the conflicts that arise and are festered and are promoted among different kinds of people, different ethnicities, and such as that. The only answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the salvation of souls, the repentance of sinners in every case, and to repent of sins before God and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord accomplishing and performing a heart transplant. To give peace within. There will be no peace exhibited by a person until there's peace within. And peace within only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. The world promotes a peace through stuff, through pleasure, through excitement. The world system and the way of men promotes a peace. But it's always short-lived. You have to go back to gain more, to get it more. And it's just really, it's not really a peace. It's a false peace. It's a satisfying of the flesh that just never lasts. It just never lasts, no matter what means that one would try to get comfortable. It just never lasts. It never fills the hole, the place within us all that can only be filled by the Lord Jesus and salvation in Him. And so peace is found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. We see this in this passage of Isaiah chapter 59, where the scripture starts in verse number 1 here saying, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear." And so the problem, the situation, is not any deficit and not any lack on the part of our Lord. His hand is not shortened. It's not that He can't reach. He can reach, and He reaches with His word and with His spirit. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. He can save. His ear is not heavy. He can hear. And what does He need to hear from us? He needs to hear repentance from us. He needs to hear a humble heart, a submissive spirit unto Him and what He has said, ultimately yielding to repentance. It's the only way that there can be peace. But listen to what the Lord says. There's no issue with Him, and many would want to blame the Lord for the ills of our country, the ills of mankind. The Lord is not to blame. The Lord is not to blame. We are to blame. Listen to what it says. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Our sin, our transgression, our wicked and evil way, a lack of care for him, a denial of him in every institution in our land, our government has been made to be a godless government. Our schools have been made to be godless schools. What we would call an extreme faith in pagan gods is promoted, where Jehovah God is brought down and brought away. It's so interesting how that has happened. Anyone can promote any kind of self-wise, conceited kind of thing, and people will just lap it up. But the standard, the landmark in our country of God, Jehovah God, being the one that has blessed our nation, that is torn down because he is hated. He is hated by those that want to pursue iniquity. Without fail, whenever you find someone that denies Jehovah God, without fail, it seems that you find somebody that wants to be a dominator of people. Rather than there being peace and liberty and freedom, there's those that want to take that and not allow the people to follow after God Almighty. And what ends up happening, as it has in other countries and nations of the world, there's always a control and a dominance of people. And that's just... That's not the way of peace. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Not only is there not care for God, there's not care for one another. This desire to dominate people, not to be a leader amongst people, but to be a dominator amongst people, to enslave people, if you will. To not promote things that are holy and righteous, to devalue life where millions of babies have been killed in our land, the justice and the judgment regarding this of these little innocent, weak babies being slaughtered by abortion is an abomination before God. The whole gender confusion and sodomy and lesbianism and all that, a perversion of God's way. It's a direct attack upon God's way. And people say, well, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. Yes, you can pursue and do what you want, but God has made judgments regarding those things. And we have denied him, and as the scripture says, in those things they abuse themselves and abuse one another. The family being torn down. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it makes for a lack of peace. And little children are brought up in a rebellious and riotous way rather than knowing the peace of having a mother and a father to teach them and to nurture them and to bring them along. We have, in our nation, we have taken and made the school system. The school system has been the God of the children. Don't listen to what mom and dad say. You listen to what the authority says. And we spend money and we pile on money and money and money and money in the school system. And yet our children don't know, the common sense things that they need for living life. They learn how to, test aright, but they don't learn how to take and apply the different facets of education to living life. Our iniquities have separated between us and God. Our sins have hid his face from us, and that he will not hear. The only way that he will hear is by repentance. Repentance Listen to what it says here in verse number 3. Now, this is God speaking. For your hands have defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And so the Lord, he begins to lay his finger, if you will, on every aspect of the wickedness of the nation of Israel, and certainly the wickedness of the United States of America. This is written to Israel, but we can take this and apply this directly to ourselves. Verse number 4, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. We live in a day now that where the facts known are brought out, and those that are against what the facts support and promote, the facts are totally denied because they want something else. And what do we have? We have no peace. There's no peace in that. There's no in the way of our government, in that we have this representative republic and we have a democratic elections and from the local level all the way to the national level, and then that results in those elected officials representing us, and then ultimately we end up to having a president, say, or senators or representatives or local a governor and local authorities. Those that are against that operation of the government, they just want to do it their way. They want to be in power, period, and totally forsake the established way of our country that has been in place for 240 years. They want to, because if they don't win, they just want to ride over it and take it over. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, emptiness, and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. And so, as so it'll be, that with such, there will be no peace. And there won't be any peace at the local level. Ultimately, there won't be any peace at the state level. And certainly, we have no peace at the federal, national level. May God help us. Again, to point out a problem is one thing, and all of us are looking on at the situation of our country and the things that are going on now, many unto despair. Listen, while there's the Lord and there's life, there is hope. And it needs to start with you. Where do you stand before God? Again, to point out the problem without a solution, it just really doesn't profit anything. But where are you? Do you have peace with God? Well, you can have that through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God became a man that God might be able to die, that God might be able to have blood in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God having become a man. And he came and gave his life on the cross of Calvary in a substitutionary way for sinners to pay for our sins and pay for all this iniquity that has separated us, the individual between the sin that has separated the individual from God, to pay for those sins. And he will save, he will rescue those who repent of that before God, their sins before God, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection for you. Believe in him, trust in him, and indeed you will have peace. And may the Lord be merciful to us and our nation, that sinners would turn unto the God of peace. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com.
or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.